That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
First time I got in trouble in my life, in my younger days, is breaking into a grocery store. I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. In light of blood, and I just didn't care whether I lived or not, as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, the share of the world, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason a woman knew that I did it and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that case of lighter fluid because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a sniffing.
I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
These tapes all just warm us up for a call to my brother.
Well, after my father, I am the best dancer after him. See, he was the king of tap dancing. I've never seen nobody, no other man outdance him or outthink him in his mind. But to me, I'm left to carry on that tradition, to fill his shoes, and I'm going to do my best to try to do it.
Damn it. How are Jim's fried eggs lately? Is he getting them the way
sloppy,
he wants them?
Mike.
Oh, they're still sloppy. Uh-oh.
Sloppy, slimy.
Well, for God's sakes, don't put the butcher knife up to her neck. She's in the hospital. Getting her hip resurfaced. I somehow always remember verbatim everything your brother says on the show. Mm-hmm.
They brought her California rolls and a magazine.
And
right?
Stool softener.
Oh.
Hey there, Dudeski.
Hey, stool man. Softener.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
It's not 3 o'clock.
It is 3:22 in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you told me you'd call me at 3.
Your time.
I said like 3:15, I think.
You told me 3 o'clock, buddy.
Well, that won't be the first lie I told you, would it?
No.
Hey, everybody, I almost forgot. Don Geronimo here, Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak. This is my brother, Jim. Jim Source.
Ah. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Jim is kind of a drifter.
Drifter.
Well, Mike,
you make him sound like he's homeless. He's very stable.
I'm doing what that thing said. I'm setting this up for people who don't know about my brother.
He's salt of the earth. He's an everyman, and it's always a pleasure chatting with him because he has very insightful things to offer.
And the most important thing we want to know is how is your wife Marnie doing?
Yeah.
Oh, Marnie's doing all right. She's coming home tomorrow. That's about it. She's doing her physical therapy up there and all that already. And
they already shaved that hip bone down?
What's that? Your phone is all screwed up.
Did they shave her hip bone down?
They trimmed it and shaved it down a little bit, but it wasn't a whole hip replacement. It was just a resurfacing.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that yesterday.
How did she like the California rolls? How did she like the magazine? And how did she like the stool softener?
The magazine was, I think it was Better Homes and Gardens. She likes that magazine.
Right, sure.
Good choice.
You didn't get her that magazine, Better Stool Softener?
I mean, they had her on the anesthesia and a whole bunch of drugs. Dries and then out. And then Tuesday to Wednesday, she was on morphine. And
wow, she was in that much pain, Jimmy?
What's that?
She was in that much pain?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Now she's on Vicodin, but
I bet her stools are real soft now.
All those drugs, I guess, from the people that we've talked to said you'll definitely get constipated.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
oops.
She don't, you know, us Wisconsin people, we like that to be nice and easy. So
most of the world, Jimmy. That's not exclusive to Wisconsin.
I don't think that's just a Badger thing. So
yesterday before I came up, if she wanted anything from the store, and I was joking around, and I says, "You want any stool softeners?" It sure would hate to have to try and pass a football or a golf ball. And
either one, sure.
You know. So yeah, she says, "Yeah, get me some of them stool softeners." So I mean, I didn't go through the regular checkout. Here they got those checkouts where you can check out yourself and
self checkout. It's called.
Right. Yeah. So you know,
save the embarrassment.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just like me going to buy tampons for her, you know.
Right.
I ain't doing it.
Right.
You're not going to participate in that. Did you buy anything? If the stool softeners don't work, do you? How is your house well stocked with Fleet enemas?
I ain't doing enemas.
You're not going to do enemas for
her?
Now,
Jimmy, you love Marty. You would give her an enema.
Remember when we had that poodle when we were growing up? And
Shoo-shoo?
We had a hard time taking a dump, and what Francis would do?
Mon petit chou-chou. That means my little cauliflower. Now, what did Mom do to Shoo-shoo?
She would lick a match or wet a match head and shove it up her butt.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Marnie that if the stool softeners don't work, that's what I would do with her.
Well, you might want to make that at least a kitchen match.
Yeah. Yep.
No splinters.
That reminds me when we were kids. I think the last time I was talking about something from when we were growing up, I had mentioned taking out Mom's van when I didn't have a driver's license and getting nailed right as I went over the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Were you with me that time?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I was at home being a good boy.
Yeah. Maybe it was Cousin Ron. I've talked about Cousin Ronnie on the show. What's he up to?
Oh, I have no idea. He's kind of goofy.
Goofy what? In what way, Jimmy?
What?
I don't know. He's always thought he was a ladies' man, and Don knows it. Well, Don knows what he's like.
I've told a lot of stories about Cousin Ronnie on the air.
Is Cousin Ronnie the changing the oil guy?
Yeah.
With the straws, yeah.
He's the guy that used to have like a big, what was it, Jimmy, like a Dodge Destroyer at Daytona? What was that thing?
He used to have a Dodge Demon.
The Dodge Demon. And because I couldn't drive.
Is that the car that had the little cartoon character on the side of it?
Yes, it had like the tornado, right? Like
right.
Tasmanian Devil.
Right.
That's it. Cousin Ronnie. Yeah, he thought he was quite a cocksmith, and really he didn't have a lot going on.
Right.
Jimmy, how have you enjoyed your time away from Marnie, your alone time with her in the hospital?
Bachelorhood.
I'm enjoying it, but then again, I miss her.
Oh, that's the right answer.
I miss, since I'm laid off in the wintertime, when she gets out of work at 5 o'clock, I usually have coffee ready, and every evening we have a cup of coffee together talk about the day's events.
Yeah.
And I miss that. I miss my coffee drinking buddy.
When is he, a faggot?
You know. Oh,
that's very nice.
You're so domesticated. You're like an animal. You're like an animal that's been trained to go to the bathroom indoors on newspaper.
Well, I mean, I miss her home cooking. I miss her doing the laundry.
Right, sure.
I don't miss the arguing, though.
What?
Well, come on. Now, what do two lovebirds like you argue about?
Oh, we argue about the two kids all the time. That's all we ever argue about.
It's always about the kids?
What's that?
It's always about the kids. Are you more of the disciplinarian?
Yes.
Well, do you ever argue politics?
It
depends which kid. Jimmy's got kids. She's got kids.
We used to argue about religion and all that, but then I learned, no, I can't argue religion with her because all we do is fight and argue, and then we start yelling. But
what religion is she?
I don't even know.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
What religion do you consider yourself to be these days?
What's your stance?
I don't know. We were raised, what, Catholic? But
That's a good guess.
I haven't set foot in a church in, I don't know, 20 years.
Jimmy, last weekend, you live outside Milwaukee, and the Green Bay Packers were in the championship game. You got to be the only guy in the state of Wisconsin that does not care about the Green Bay Packers, right?
Yeah.
Now, did it drive you nuts? Were all of your friends into the game? Was everybody in town wearing green and gold? And did it drive you crazy?
Yeah. We went to the hospital Friday for her preoperative consultation with a doctor, and all the nurses, all the doctors in St. Luke's Hospital are wearing Packers stuff.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on.
How did that make you feel, Jimmy?
I feel, I mean, I just thought, wow, this is going a little overboard.
Yeah.
All right, now, Jimmy, you know, I mean, you were there when I was growing up with Uncle Jack drinking his scotch. He and I crying together in front of the TV when the Packers lost. That's a true story. Name my son Bart. You know everything. You know how much I love the Packers. Be honest, Jimmy. How happy were you? Because I would be sad that the Packers lost on Sunday night. How happy were you when the Packers lost?
No, I wasn't happy. I was kind of depressed a little bit, too. Even though I don't care about the Packers, it would have been nice to be able to enjoy something with you.
Were you, but you know, like growing up, did you feel joy at Don's disappointments? Like,
did I feel what?
Were his failures your triumphs and vice versa?
Growing up, or
Mike, I had
perhaps
to,
I need to rephrase.
I can't understand Mike's microphone.
I think Buzz had it correctly that Jimmy and I need to get together and just have a cup of coffee and talk about events at the end of the day.
That's right. A wonderful idea. Have a special Sanka moment.
Now, I think, Jimmy, I think, I know Mike's microphone is working perfectly.
Yeah.
Say something again, Mike.
What's called Boys Points Come?
Yeah, I can't. He's all garbled up.
Huh. Well, Green Bay Packers, what's that of Green Bay?
Something about the Green Bay Packers. Translate.
You got hunting? You going to go hunting this year?
I can't understand it.
You going hunting this year?
No, I didn't go hunting this year.
You hunt as used to?
I can't understand.
Slow it down even more. Slow it down even more, please.
Yeah. Marnie, hunting with...
Don.
Yeah.
Marnie, hunting with Jim.
We hear him perfectly, Jimmy.
I can't.
Sounds fine here.
What's the problem?
I don't know what the problem is. I understood that.
All right. Well, the one I was...
You're messing with me, Mike.
I was talking about the 40.
You're messing with me. You goof.
Yes, I am. Sorry.
What do you feel about Brett Favre coming back? What's your feeling on that? You know that's important to me. What do you think?
On the feelings on what?
On Brett Favre coming back.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want him to come back or not?
It doesn't matter to
doesn't
me.
Care.
I mean, he's been saying he's going to retire for what, the last 2 or 3 years?
Hey, when you're unemployed during the winter, what do you do during the winter?
I think he's just, what do I do during the winter?
Yeah, I mean, what do you do during your downtime?
Mike, excuse me. He was finally going to talk about Brett.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up about Brett.
You molested him.
I molested our guest.
Remember when I came out in May and I gave you that little present?
The rocks?
Yes.
I have them right here.
Still have mine, too.
That's what I do during my downtime.
Polishing rocks?
He never answered the question about Brett.
Hey, Jimmy, I really apologize. Answer the question about Brett. Don is still in mourning.
He is.
I forgot the question.
Well, that's, yeah, you should have read.
Why don't you love him? Why don't you love him like I do?
Because football doesn't matter to me as much.
How you are no brother of mine.
Good man, Jimmy.
How can that be? How can we have been raised in the same house and you don't like football?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I don't care for it much.
Right.
Could you?
I'll watch the Super Bowls. I'll watch the Patriots beat the Giants. But I watched the playoff game last Sunday and. Uh-huh. I enjoyed watching it.
I think maybe I've told you this before.
My wife enjoys them.
I enjoyed watching Brett Favre choke.
Shut up, faggot.
What is he, a faggot?
Chicken bone.
I fancied myself an athlete in high school, and I sucked. I would go out for the teams, and I would always make the team, and I would always have a crappy position, like be the center. You know? Now, I remember my brother, 1 year, somehow got pushed into football.
Right.
And
I didn't get pushed into it. I went out for it. I enjoyed playing.
Well, all I remember is the one game that I went to watch you play, you were, and again, it's just my brother hit by the lucky stick. We're sitting in the stands, and everybody in the stands is saying, hey, your brother's in the wrong place. Hey, your brother's in the wrong place. Hey, your brother's in the wrong place.
Like lining up on the wrong side?
My brother was playing linebacker.
Right.
No, I was playing defensive end. Well, and I didn't rush in.
He was not lined up. He was not in a 4-point stance. He was standing there.
No.
And hold on. I remember it, Jimmy.
You were so full of it. Instead I played defensive end, and I could read the play. I read the play like a professional.
You're a liar. God, you're a liar.
I covered the receiver instead, and I got the interception.
No, here is the truth.
wait, we have a major dispute here. Absolute, you're saying people were saying Jimmy was in the wrong
the
place.
Absolute truth is, God, strike me dead. I swear on a stack of Bibles. You are out of position. The coach was yelling at you, and the quarterback made a bad throw, and it...
Where were you when this was going on?
In the stands.
You were in the stands.
I was in the stands. The ball came at you.
Cheering him on.
Doing my best, Buzz. Yeah. You were so out of position.
Did you cheer when he got the interception? No, you didn't, did
no,
you?
No,
you didn't want him to succeed.
I wasn't even there. It was that uncle slash half-brother Tom and Francis were there.
I was there, my friend.
Yeah,
again, listen, Jimmy, I'm all for rewriting history. I'm here to say that
rewriting history.
You're rewriting it. I'm going to give you the real ending. You got an he got an interception.
Yes.
He scored a touchdown, but it drove me nuts because here's a guy out of position looking the other way.
Here's a guy.
The ball just comes at him.
So you did not, when Jimmy came home that night after
man,
his...
No way.
After
I jumped up. It was a one-handed catch. I cradled that puppy.
That's right,
and
T.O.
I ran.
That's right, T.O.
Was it a triumphant night for you when you came home that night after the interception?
Yeah, it was. The coach even patted me on the back. That's even though I was not in my position.
There you, okay. So
now he's admitting to it.
He's out of...
I played defensive end.
Out of
not
position.
Linebacker.
Now, technically, were you out of position on that?
He was lined up like a linebacker. And everyone was saying, why is your...
With the linebacker.
Everybody said, why isn't your brother down at a two-point stance? And then the play started.
Could have been a penalty? Is that how bad out of position he was? Could they
No, it just looked like they had three linemen and five linebackers.
Gotcha. Okay.
He was just out of position. And maybe you don't know my fabulous track record in high school, but the amount of touchdowns that I scored would be zero.
Was this high school football we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, he got an interception, scored a TD in a high school game?
Yes.
Well, that's a big deal.
I know. Stupid faggot. And he was in the wrong place.
Still, I was in the wrong position.
It's all about results.
Wrong place, looking the wrong way. I swear to Christ, the coach is yelling at him. Source, move, move, move. And as he looks up, because the coach is yelling, here comes the ball.
Oh, now you go even further to say he wasn't really paying attention to the play. He was
blind luck.
His eyes were directed there because he was looking at the coach.
Again, I know that I overblow things. I swear on every Bible.
Yeah.
This is what happened. He's out of position. He looks up. And I remember being so, so mad. Like, oh, my God, the idiot scored a touchdown.
I played that like Al Harris did. I reached up, man, one-handed grab. I knew what I was doing.
Cradled it.
You are such a liar, Jimmy.
That's a pretty high level of football to score a touchdown, you know. It's got to be a pretty big thrill. You still remember it?
Yeah, I remember it. I got a bunch of chicks that weekend.
It had to be a highlight, being as you were just coming off of going to the Mark Twain School for Retards. Just after Mom and Dad got done sending you to the school for kids with learning disabilities.
Jimmy, I'm surprised that you're not a bigger football fan.
What's that?
I'm surprised that you're not a bigger football fan.
No, I used to like it, but I don't know. I just kind of switched gears.
You never liked football, really, did you?
I did.
When we were kids,
back in the 80s and 70s, I liked football a lot.
But I mean, when we were kids, when the whole family was into the Packer thing, when Uncle Jack would dress up and we would all put on the clothes and we'd sit in front of the TV, you never got sucked into that?
No, I never got sucked into that. Me and Alan were too busy stealing beers out of the neighbor's garage and going down to the woods and drinking them.
Well, and why did we all do that as kids? Why did we all do our drinking in the woods? I guess we were hiding. We were all hiding.
Jimmy?
What?
You didn't
hear
me. Well, Jimmy?
Would you just answer Mike's question, please?
Nah, he's messing with me again.
All right, dude, Sickle. Well, have a great weekend. Tell Marnie that we all hope that she gets well very soon. That's very serious.
All right. It's not going to be a great weekend because the fun's going to start tomorrow.
Yeah. She'll be in a lot of pain, but.
It's like you will be her personal stool softener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because better than a match would be einen Finger.
Yeah.
All right, there, Earth Dog One. I'll see you on Xbox Live.
All right.
Take care.
Are you getting a lot of listeners playing you on Xbox Live?
Yeah.
He's lost interest. Jimmy's lost interest right
All
now.
All right, well, I love you, faggot. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, goodbye.
There he goes.
Jim Source.
That's a good chat with him.
Online.
He likes his wintertime, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Just
sure.
Sitting around, you know, drinking coffee and polishing rocks.
I don't want to talk to you. You may be mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
I
tell you, I really enjoy this coffee, but I hate that arguing.
Sure.
Why is it that I pictured them like with a kid's tea set? You know, like with little tiny cups.
I picture the plastic vinyl checkerboard tablecloth.
Me too.
All right. In a small corner of the kitchen, and she's close to him. They're both catty corner to each other.
Right.
And they're enjoying the coffee in a very dimly lit kitchen.
I picture the Happy Days kitchen. an old fashioned kitchen.
Uh-huh. Sorry, everybody. Just another thought came to me about family. Janet's nephew, the little one,
yes.
Damon, the boy that doesn't poop a lot.
Right.
We heard today that he's going to the doctor tomorrow.
Good. Right.
Because he has not gone number two for 3 weeks.
Well, bring him up some of the stool softener that Jimmy has left over.
And a match.
3 weeks. Now this is a kid. Yeah, right. And I remember my mother doing that, too.
Now, the purpose of this was to extract? Is that what the match did?
Oh, I see. To make shoo
shoo
go.
Did she use the fireplace matches that come in the big long tube?
Yes, absolutely.
Yay!
That's right. When the tip of the match would come out the dog's mouth, we would know we have a dog on a stick.
Yeah. Dogs' butts are incredibly resilient.
Anyway,
I'm sorry to hear you report that.
Right.
Little Damon, listen, take a number two for everybody, please.
The dog's butt is almost miraculously elastic.
Does Damon eat?
Yes, he does. And here's the thing. His mom has taken him to the doctor, and the doctor has said, you know, load him up on fiber and all the stuff that he should be eating.
How old is the kid?
I think he's like 8 or 9.
You want to get that moving? Give him a pack of smokes. Yeah. That'll get it going. You know,
cup of coffee.
You know, a little nicotine.
I'll think about it. I will mention it to them.
What harm could it do?
Hey, start him early.
You know,
he might get a little green at first, but then.
Sure.
And hey, you know, once he's done it, you know, that's all the work that needs to be done. You have a lifelong habit.
I'm sure it will be fine down the road. Jan was telling me today she was talking to her sister-in-law, and the whole thing is that the doctor said like that because it's all backing up back there.
Oh, God, that 3 weeks can be potentially life-threatening,
yeah,
I would think.
Very much so.
Well, which is why they're taking him to a special butt doctor tomorrow.
Right.
But
you say this is a bit psychological, though, as well.
No, see, I don't know. I can't say, Mike, because I don't know the kid well enough.
Because if it's physiological, then, you know,
I know,
God bless him. I hope he does better.
I know that the mom and dad, Tom and Kim, they're not sitting around going, hey, it's fine that you're not going to the bathroom.
Right.
I mean, they're sitting around saying to him, you know, Eat this brand, and now go sit on the toilet and poop.
Yeah.
And
who are the mom and dad? Did you say Goldie and Kim?
Tom and Kim.
Oh, Tom and Kim.
Different.
Different
yet.
Team.
Why doesn't he go?
Where's my stool softener?
I thought you had said he didn't like to go. He didn't.
That's what you said the first time he came down to visit.
On,
That's how
know.
It was put to me when I first met the young man.
Right.
And I guess he didn't like to go, and they kept telling him you have to go.
Sure.
And then he would go days without going, and now it's like 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's
you know, sometimes
good.
If you get bound up, you just get bound up, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah, I mean, 3 weeks.
I'm really hoping the butt doctor is good because the only thing that I kept thinking was Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis had the impacted colon, right?
Exactly.
Right, Jack?
Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Have they ever talked about maybe taking him to the SASC camp?
The what camp?
The SASC camp.
What is that, Mike?
Straining at stool camp. You know, where they teach you to deal with that. Mm-hmm. It's got that guy, Anthony Hopkins, you know, with no more odor than a hot biscuit.
They have songs.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's tough though, you know, because I mean, if you don't have issues with the bowel, you really relate to that.
That's too young to have BM issues.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, BM issues can start very, very early because kids can get very badly constipated. Huh.
He should go to that camp because they've got a lovable mascot, Little Grunt.
Little Grunt.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. And Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
And Mike O'Mara.
All right, right
and
back
of
at
course,
you.
I'm Don Geronimo. And it's the other show.
Coming up, we won't molest our weatherman.
I like rape.
Oh, hey. Maybe I spoke too soon.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.